know, just a tremendous number of changes, you know, because of the pandemic. But one is, I've noticed millennials are pouring out of apartment houses and into homes. They become single family home buyers all of a sudden. Maybe they're tired of being, you know, held up in their small apartments and doing business while they're under quarantine. But it's a heck of a housing market out there. There aren't very many houses. Now, the number one home buyer in the United States of America is Homevestors. You know them as We Buy Ugly Houses. And the CEO is David Hicks, and he joins us again right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me on. I think it's the third time you've had me on.
Yeah. So
thank you very much.
It is. But this is, my sense is this is different this time. I assume you guys, like everybody else, struggled back in the spring. But what about this housing market right now? Is this good for you or is this bad for you? Do you have more competition for the homes that you buy?
Yeah, it is. It is harder to buy a house. But when we buy a house, we make more money on it. And so it has really been good. I think most of our guys would like it to slow down a little bit. I think it probably will. The reality is, David, I think it's different. We've gone through a lot of different markets, but our franchises are doing really well.
Are some areas of the country doing better than others? I assume Texas seems to be, Texas and maybe Florida seem to be coming out on top most of the times.
Yeah, it's interesting. We were tracking our numbers last year, and it seems to be rising across the board. Our franchises bought a few less houses last year. I think they bought like 10-12% less than they did previous year. But they sold them for average of 18% more, which means the net is their total sales were higher this year than 2020 than they were in 2019. So I think it's, you know, a little bit of both. So, well, but it's across the board.
Well, you give franchisees all around the country, I guess, all the, you know, all the tools to go out and buy houses. But they don't have to sell them, do they? Are any of these hanging on to them? Because we've seen the rental market for single family homes going way up too.
Yep. We have more of them doing rental properties now just because there's such a demand for it right now. So they do absolutely do rental properties. Typically, it's about 10 to 12% of them they keep as rentals. Right now, it looks like in 2020, it's a little bit higher than that.
Well, tell me about technology. You all have, one of the advertising slogans you use is you'll take care of everything and you'll close fast and, you know, and show up with cash. But a lot of that was using technology. Technology is really creeping its way into your market.
Absolutely. And I think COVID has really pushed it further because our franchises, you know, when March hit and when this COVID hit, they had to learn to adjust quickly, and they adapted. And the good news about it is our business has adapted. It's amazing how many houses they bought, David, without even seeing the house. They bought it virtually just to keep somebody safe.
And also to beat somebody else from buying it out from underneath them, I would guess.
I know some franchises. One I was talking to the other day, he bought a house and sold it and still never got into it.
Couldn't.
You know, he bought it through a virtual, almost like we're doing now on FaceTime, and he sold it the same way. And so it's changing. The world's changing.
Well, has closing changed? Because that was one of the points of tremendous anxiety, having been through it several times myself. You know, sometimes you don't sleep the night before. There's all the paperwork and all the I's dotted and T's crossed, and did you get your cashier's check, and what's the final closing price?
It absolutely, and I think this is, it's interesting. A crisis like this, nothing about 2020 and COVID is good. But from it, we're learning some things, and it is pushing us to make some good changes. And one of those is the way that closing is happening. And because title companies, you know, that whole process of having to go in and close a home and do that. And the first change is they literally A lot of title companies were closing where you drive up out and they hand you the documents through the window of your car and you sign them and head them back, you know. And but a lot of states are going to where they're doing virtual closings, where it is all done through DocuSign or some other thing online. Even the notaries are done where they are checking the license, over a Zoom and making sure your face is there, and they're notarizing it online. So it is moving, this challenge with COVID is moving us further into the technological age, I guess you'd say.
Well, is there becoming any more standardization? Because actually you point out something that I'd forgotten about, is that, you know, what's required for a transfer of title in different areas is vastly different in all the different areas. I guess in some places you don't even have to use a title company or something. Or when do you have to buy insurance? Is any of that getting standardized?
It's not standardized, but states are moving forward. It's pretty much a state by state thing. Some states do require you to close at an attorney's office, and you know. But that is there. It's getting better. Let's say it that way. I think more than anything, because title companies are forced to get better in this, and they're pushing some of the regulations with the states. And I anticipate over the next year or two, that process will simplify.
So tell me, how bad was it in the spring when everything shut down, and in March and April, and before everybody figured out the new way of trying to do things?
It was funny. March and April, those were our franchises were like everybody else, unsure what was going to happen, and so they bought fewer houses. And I think more than anything, they bought fewer houses because they weren't sure they could sell them. But sales kept going, and because there's such a lack of inventory, as you said earlier, this is moving people back to single-family houses, and sometimes away from apartments. You know, when you go through COVID, you don't want to be, you don't want to have, if you don't want your kids where they can't go to the playground stuck in your little apartment. So backyards look real nice.
Yeah.
And so they were selling everything. And so we probably had 30 or 45 days of decrease by 30%. But then very quickly, it came roaring back, because when they knew they could sell, then they were aggressively buying.
I would assume your business is growing now. Did you lose any during the bad times?
We've lost a few franchises,
yeah,
because some franchises were nervous about this. But I'll tell you, our business has proven to do well during the bad times, as it does in the good times. So we have a record number of franchises. We've grown. I think when you and I first talked, we had like 200 franchises, and we just this past week surpassed 1,150.
Good night.
And so we are growing.
And I would bet that those last 800 have never seen a period of high interest rates.
That's exactly right. You know, you and I remember the, you know, 15-18% back in the 80s or something.
Not fondly, I know, but you bet I sure do.
Absolutely. But right now, they just don't, that is... the interest rates are great. I mean, it's a great time to get a house right now.
Yeah. If you can find one, which evidently you guys are, and your franchisees are. David Hicks is the CEO of HomeVestors, the ugly house people. It's always good to chat with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David.
Thanks for Barber Conversation with Mr. Hicks. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.